Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guests today are two of our Associate Editors for Clinical and Translational Science, Dr. Chi Liu, Associate Director for Innovation and Partnership at the FDA, and Dr. Mohammad Shaheen, Associate Director, Clinical Pharmacology Lead at Pfizer. It's great to have you both here today.
Thanks, Elena, for having us.
Thank you much, Elena. Happy to be here.
So CTS has recently issued a call for papers for a special collection that will begin publishing in the second half of 2024. And it's going to focus on artificial intelligence and machine learning, as is most of the world at the moment, I feel. So Chi, why has CTS chosen to highlight this theme?
Thanks, Elena. You're right. This is right now one of the most exciting things for the entire world. And CTS has chosen to highlight AI and machine learning because these technologies are transforming clinical and translational science. They offer unprecedented capabilities in processing complex data sets and finding new insights, which can lead to breakthroughs in areas such as disease diagnosis, drug discovery and development, as well as precision medicine. So by focusing on AI and machine learning, we aim to showcase innovative research that pushes the boundaries of current practices.
Great. Thanks, Chi. And as I mentioned earlier, they're definitely buzzwords right now. You're hearing them everywhere, and they come up in many different contexts. How is CTS hoping to see these concepts applied in the submitted papers, Mohammad?
Thank you much, Elena, for asking this excellent question. I totally agree with you. I think AI and machine learning have been widely discussed across many fields. And while there are some hype, right, to be honest, we believe that, you know, the technologies can significantly still, like, you know, advance our field, like clinical pharmacology and translational sciences, which can eventually be translated into improving patient care. So in this AI special issue of CTS, we are interested in submissions that demonstrate various successful applications of AI within the field of ClinPharm and translational science that will have tangible positive impacts on patient outcomes. So for instance, we hope to see innovations that facilitate translational research from bench to bedside, leveraging AI for biomarker identification and validation, as well as applying AI in non-clinical studies to predict drug response, as an example. We are also keen on research work related to the integration of AI into clinical trial design and operations, enhancing efficiency and reliability through advanced data analytics. Also research related to utilizing AI for post-market drug safety monitoring, as well as educational papers that propose robust frameworks for responsible and ethical AI use. So by focusing on these areas, we aim to highlight research that not only advance scientific understanding of the topic, but also demonstrate clear applications of AI within our field and how this will eventually improve patient outcomes. So we believe AI and machine learning hold the promise to advance our field and have the potential to bring efficiency to our work through thoughtful and rigorous applications. And this is what we are targeting here. We are interested in this special issue to receive submissions that illustrate such applications and move beyond the hype to demonstrate real and beneficial applications within our field.
Thanks, Mohammad. Those are such interesting ideas for the various applications. Switching it up a little bit to more logistical question. Chi, what article types are you hoping that researchers will submit? Can you kind of walk me through what your ideal issue makeup would be for this special collection?
Sure. We're looking for a diverse range of submissions. Original research articles are highly encouraged as they provide new insights and advancements. We also welcome review articles that summarize the current state of the field, position papers that offer new perspectives or propose novel frameworks, and tutorial-type papers that help educate the communities on AI machine learning basics.
Excellent. Yeah, I agree. That would be a fantastic collection. And then, Mohammad, what's the value in submitting to this themed collection? How will a paper published in this special collection differentiate itself from other papers published in CTS?
Another great question, Elena. So in my opinion, I think submitting to a themed collection offers several unique benefits for the authors and their work. First, a themed collection brings together a focused set of high-quality papers of a specific topic, right? So fostering a comprehensive dialogue within the scientific community. This creates a synergistic effect where the impact of individual papers is amplified by their association with related research, making it easier for readers to see the broader implications and connections by just, like, you know, focusing on, let's say, you know, the this particular special issue that we are targeting today. One other benefit that I can think of is the papers published in a themed issue often receive more visibility and attention compared to those not in a special issue. So themed issues are typically promoted more extensively. I think, you know, this is clear on social media. I think we have been promoting for this special issue, you know, for a couple of months now. And we are going to be expanding even like when we get like those submissions in and accepted. So, and also within member, like, you know, I think, you know, members of the ACPT community also will be learning more about that. And all of this effort will be leading to increased readership and citation potential. And this can significantly enhance the impact and reach of the research. Moreover, maybe like one more point here is like being part of a themed collection differentiates a paper by putting it within the context of cutting edge developments in a particular area. And this can help actually attract interest of researchers who are specifically focused on that topic, as well as, like, you know, policymakers, practitioners looking for the latest advancement and insights. So in summary of my response, I totally believe that there are many benefits of contributing to a special issue. Some I mentioned here. Yeah, I think, you know, bringing visibility, impact, also places the research within a targeted discourse, helping to advance the field more effectively. And this differentiate can be invaluable for researchers looking to maximize the influence and research and reach of their work. Hope that answers your questions, Elena.
It absolutely does. And I completely agree. There are so many benefits to submitting for a special collection. You mentioned all the promo work around it. And this is the point where I'd like to also tell the two of you that I will be asking you to come back to ClinPharm Pod once the issue is complete to discuss it as a whole. I always really, really like those conversations when we get to kind of dig into what was published and submitted. So fair warning, you'll be coming back. Thank you in advance. So before we wrap up, do either of you have any additional thoughts that you'd like to share?
I'd like to emphasize the importance of multidisciplinary collaboration in advancing AI and machine learning in our field. And we encourage researchers from various disciplines to contribute as their diverse expertise can drive significant progress. And that's all from me. Thank you so much for having us.
I think Chi covered it quite well. I totally agree with her and her advice to the audience. Elena, many thanks for the opportunity to share our thoughts with you today. Perhaps before we close, I just would like to encourage all the potential authors to submit their contributions to CTS before the submission deadline on July 15th. I'm very excited to work with you, Chi, and the CTS team on this special issue, and I'm looking forward to receiving the submissions from the authors soon. And authors, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or Chi, Elena, CTS editorial staff, if you have any questions related to this special issue. Thanks again, Elena.
Well, thank you both for being here today. This has been a great conversation. I've really enjoyed it. This call for papers is available on the ASCPT website, as well as other calls for the ASCPT journal family, and we'll also include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by July 15th, 2024, as Mohammed mentioned. So if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to CTS, please feel free to contact Managing Editor Alethea Girding at alethea@ascpt.org. That's Alethea at ascpt.org. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issues of all three journals.